Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Welcome back, everybody, to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim Wildman with Walker Wildman and Dr. Ray Pritchard, raised in Kansas City. And Steve Jordahl joins us here in Tupelo, Mississippi, as that we're here at our headquarters. And we'll be with you for the next 25 minutes live before our Bible teaching program comes on with Dr. Alistair Begg. So you want to make sure you tune in for that. Steve joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Or good afternoon for those on the East Coast.
On the East Coast, yes.
Our president is in
London.
London.
He is at a NATO summit with the NATO leaders. Right now, I just saw the TV showing that he's pulling up to Buckingham Palace. And I just binged over the Thanksgiving weekend. I binged on the third season of The Crown. So I recognize all these places now.
Is that a British show or is that an American show about Britain?
It's an American show about Britain, about the Queen, about Queen Elizabeth. Very, very good. I enjoy the show very much.
Gotcha.
So you might not be surprised to find out that he's not being shy over there. President Trump is speaking his mind.
Mm-hmm. When did that start?
Well, probably
breaking news here from Steve Jordahl.
Right? He's taking some exception to President Macron of France, who called NATO brain dead.
Who called NATO brain dead?
Macron, the French president.
Okay.
France, one of the countries that's not paying, as President Trump will note, their fair share of the bill for NATO. And so President Trump was sitting with the Secretary General of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg. And he was asked by a reporter, what do you think of France calling NATO brain dead? And this was his response, cut 10.
And I heard that President Macron said NATO is brain dead. I think that's very insulting to a lot of different forces, including a man that does a very good job in running NATO. But I was very surprised. I'd like to ask you, what did you think? He made a statement about NATO being brain dead.
He's asking Jens Stoltenberg.
Well, that's not the case, because actually NATO is active, NATO is agile, NATO is adapting, and we have just implemented the largest reinforcement of collective defense since the end of the Cold War.
Okay, just to give people a history lesson, Ray, if I can ask you, I know you didn't anticipate me asking. I didn't tell you I was going to ask you this, so if you don't know, just stall or throw it back. I'll throw it back
wait
on
for Steve.
I think you know the answer to this, especially as a baby boomer who lived through the Cold War. What is the purpose of the North Atlantic
Treaty?
Thank you, Steve. See, I don't even know. NATO. Organization or NATO, what's the purpose of it?
Well, it came out of the years following World War II when the communists took control of Eastern Europe. And so it was in the beginning, and Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, but in the beginning it was a federation of the Western allies together, a mutual defense treaty,
right,
which I think primarily was to stop Soviet aggression in Europe.
That's exactly right.
He just got an A, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. He passed. Okay.
Good job. Yeah, now some ask the question today, what's the relevance of NATO in a post-Soviet Union world? Of course, because their power has been greatly reduced, and the threat is, down to Russia and Putin, basically. So what's the importance of NATO's existence? What's happening here is NATO is – why did the French president say NATO was brain dead? That wasn't explained here.
No. He was commenting – I believe he was commenting on the France is delinquent on some of its payments to NATO, and they have a a government that doesn't really like participating in all of this stuff, was not down as some of its trade. NATO,
they want out of NATO?
Well, no, they don't want out of NATO. They just want it. They just think it needs to be revamped.
They want to be a freeloader.
they want to pay what they owe.
In the absence of a strong Soviet threat to Western Europe, what's happened is there's still a military alliance. There's still a first defense alliance because there's still threats there. But they've also turned into a trade organization. So the trading between nations.
I thought that was called the European Union.
Well, no, it is. But the United States isn't part of that. But the United States is part of NATO. And they do deals with trade as well as.
I didn't know that.
As well,
I didn't
as,
know they did trade. Well, here's the thing. The president, basically, and then we can move on to another topic. Basically, the president, when he was a candidate, President Trump, and then when he became president, he said to the countries of Europe, of Western Europe, who are members of NATO, America is tired of paying for all this, okay? You need to pay your fair share if we're going to all be in this together. And because we're talking about defending your land against the Russians, should they, or maybe somebody else, I don't know who else would be named, should they, you know, threaten Western Europe, okay? So basically what the president would say, President Trump would say that a lot of these countries had been getting off without paying anything or paying very much, and they just let the Americans pay for all of it. And President Trump said that day's over.
Yep.
Am I going to describe this fairly?
That is fair. Mm-hmm. And to talk about the threat, just 2 days ago, I think, or late last week, there was an announcement made that Russia, China, and Iran are now going on military exercises together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the. Talk about an axis of evil.
Yeah. Another interesting partnership is, you know, Turkey is oddly enough a member of NATO.
Right.
Turkey and Russia are also very tight. Mm-hmm. And Turkey's been allowing Russia to do military operations in Turkey and Syria. And that's another thing that hasn't really been talked about much.
No, you're right. You're right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next story, Steve.
Back home here in Washington, Mitt Romney has decided to break with his fellow Republicans. He says this with regard to the whole impeachment. It has to do with the impeachment. He says, "I saw no evidence from our intelligence community nor from the representatives today for the Department of State that there is any evidence of any kind that suggests that Ukraine interfered in our elections." This was the basis for why President Trump asked for an investigation into the Burisma company and Hunter Biden being on the board, because there were lots of reports of corruption and of influence in our elections. In fact, I want you to listen to Louisiana Senator John Kennedy, who was talking about his evidence about Ukraine involvement. This is cut 7.
I try not to worry too much about what anyone thinks about me, except dogs. I like dogs. I was asked if Russia or Ukraine had tried to influence our 2016 election, and I said both, and I believe both. The Politico headline, for example, was "Ukraine efforts to sabotage Trump backfire." The Financial Times, this is August of 2016, it's a really good piece. Headline is "Ukraine's leaders campaign against Trump." Bloomberg News headline is, quote, "Ukrainian officials meddled in 2016 election by leaking secret Manafort ledger, court says." They're right. Referring to a court in Ukraine that found that their public officials had meddled in our election.
Yeah, Ukraine, this is undeniable. And you, Steve, you noted this morning in our meeting that some media outlets, non-conservative, were running stories with credible sources a couple years ago about how Ukraine tried to help Hillary Clinton win the election.
Politico and Bloomberg, two of which he mentioned, but there's also the Washington Post, I believe the New York Times. They all ran stories about this in the day.
Yeah, and it's proven in court documents in the U.S. and in Ukraine that Ukrainian governmental officials released stuff on Paul Manafort, who was once Trump's campaign advisor or leader, to try to bring him down. And there's also other evidence that they liked Hillary Clinton and they would have preferred a Democrat win in 2016. Now, what's the big deal there? Well, the big deal is what you're talking about, and that is that everyone's in denial about that now, as if it never even happened.
Right.
Because Ukraine is in the spotlight.
They say it's debunked. And it's not just because Ukraine is in the spotlight, but it's because the president is claiming that Ukraine in interfered in our elections.
Yes.
And they can't have that. So. Mm-hmm. I saw a Babylon Bee headline, this site, satirical Christian news site, headline said a week or so ago, in a stunning move, President Trump comes out in favor of impeachment, forcing Democrats to oppose.
Whatever he's for, we're against.
All right, next story.
I want to talk about, we talked yesterday about one of the candidates, Mr. Bloomberg, who was saying he wanted to tax the poor because they needed to be taxed for their own good. because we don't want them, you know. Yeah, But today I want to bring another Democrat, and this is going to sound a little amusing, but I don't know if it is. This is Joe Biden. This was a couple years ago at a pool dedication, but it's just coming around now. This is 2017 when he said this. But it is just now being circulated again as some people are concerned about his state of mind. And it's not just a political concern. I think it's a concern. Listen to this and tell me if you agree, Ray. It's got nine.
And by the way, you know, I sit on the stand and it get hot. I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
What is that even supposed to mean, Steve?
Can I interject here?
You may.
Please. Please save us from this.
Okay. Well, that was a clip from 2 years ago, right? Yep. Just to be fair in explaining, that was taken from the then vice president, or he was
here? No, 2017.
He was already ex vice president. I'm willing to give a guy, how do you say it? Not necessarily a pass. I don't know. He may have been on dope that day.
Yes. I don't know.
Now, I don't mean an illegal substance. I'm talking about he may have been on
legal medication.
He may have been up to 3 a.m. on sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
on cough medicine. And so you can't talk. I've been there. All right?
Yeah.
So, and he has to be on his toes and speaking publicly all the time. So
right.
I just don't know how fair that is to criticize a guy from something 2 years ago that you found on the internet. I'm not saying you're doing that, but he is being. But now, having said that, this does fit with his recent behavior in other settings. Maybe not that bad. Now, that was just silly sounding right there, talking about his days as a lifeguard and all that stuff. but he does say stuff even now that you scratch your head going, they don't need to let him out of the house, you know what I'm saying, today, because he's not making sense, or he's, you know what he's acting like?
What?
He's acting like a guy who's his age.
Right.
All right?
Well, that's a problem.
Well, isn't it, though?
It is.
Because if we all live long enough, we're all going to be there, where we slow down or, you know, can't keep food off our shirt. And, have maybe need a cane to walk around. Now, he's not necessarily there, Joe Biden.
Well, let me ask you this, Tim.
Articulation
in a sense, isn't all this already baked into our to our understanding of Joe Biden. I mean, you hear, you read this, and you are you listening? You laugh, and we go,
"Yeah,
crazy Joe. He's still leading, right?
Yes, yeah, and people, gaining.
Now, I tell gaining, you what, there is a risk though too. If people don't like you making fun of the elderly, all right?
Well, yeah, this is not about. Well, this Joe Biden, he's been a gaffe machine since he first ran for office.
Since he was 17 years old.
Yeah, but I think you partner his. I don't know if this is his age or if this is just Joe Biden. Either way,
right?
He goes on these odd rants about stuff where you go, what on earth are you talking about? How do you go at a press conference from your hometown to talking about a diving board and hairy legs when you're running for president? Or then he wasn't running,
well,
but he is now.
What he was talking about was he was a lifeguard. He's at a pool dedication. He's reflecting back on a. On when
on,
he was
on
younger.
Kids rubbing his hairy legs and
roaches. Yeah, I know. It sounds weird.
Little unusual.
But what's so ironic about this is the left and the media run these conspiracy theories about how Trump's not as sharp as he used to be or once was, as if he was, they're claiming he was sometimes sharp. But President Trump says one thing that's maybe he mispronunciates a word or slurs a word, etc. And then they run these stories about how he's got to go. We got a 25th Amendment out the door. Biden does this every day, and there's silence.
Right. I know that, but I know behind the scenes there are a lot of Democrat strategists worried if he's the candidate, you know, that he's going to get out on the campaign trail and start doing this kind of stuff. And he will, because as you're right, it doesn't matter whether he's a gaffe machine, whether he's on dope or not.
Right.
And he's still number one, and he's gaining, right?
So well, I think, don't you think, Ray, that a lot of Democrat voters are reluctantly coming to the conclusion that he's the only one that has any kind of chance at all?
Right. Bernie's not going to win.
No.
Kamala Harris is not going to win. Buttigieg is not going to win. Who's left out? Oh, Elizabeth Warren.
No.
She's going down, so who's left but Joe Biden?
Well, let me give you the statistics right now. And we've just come out with our first polls since Michael Bloomberg jumped in the race.
So he did announce.
He did announce.
He's going to run on the Democrat side.
He is running as a Democrat, the former
Republican.
Rhino Republican of New York City. So he jumped in, and he immediately pole vaulted Kamala Harris, who's having a tough time. So right now the polls say Joe Biden is in front at 31%. Sanders is in second. He dropped 3 points to 15% support. Warren is in third place with 10% support. And after that, it goes to Pete Buttigieg is in fourth place. And then after that, you've got Yang, Klobuchar, and the rest are also Rans.
Okay, so where's Bloomberg?
Bloomberg, I'm sorry. Yeah, I should have probably said that. He is down in fifth or sixth place. He's not near the top four, which are Biden,
Warren, Sanders,
and
Buttigieg. Do you know
how
much money
Sanders,
that guy has?
Oh.
Bloomberg?
Well, and this is the interesting thing. He's running in the Democrat Party, and he is a billionaire.
A multi-billionaire. I'm talking about, he's probably one of the top 10 to 20 wealthiest people in America, I would say.
Right.
I'd have to look that up, but.
So he's really kind of the
he's worth $55 billion.
Okay, he has a lot. He has a lot.
That's a lot of dough.
Okay, I think
so. He's doing well.
Yeah, I think he's not going to miss. He's not going to miss a house note, Walker. Put it that way. Okay, they're not going to be repoing anything that Michael Bloomberg has.
That's right.
But to put that in perspective, I think President Trump's worth something like somewhere between $3 and $8 billion. Or something like that.
You could say $5 billion. It's a good
$5 billion.
Number.
Well, times 10, and that's how much money Michael Bloomberg has. I mean, is that his name, Michael?
Yes.
Yeah.
So he's a formidable candidate in the sense that he can buy a lot of publicity, and he's a Trump hater, so. I think he sees an opening there in the Democrat Party that none of these other candidates can win, so he's going to give it a shot. What's going to be interesting is everything Michael Bloomberg is everything the Democrat Party base resents.
Right.
Right.
Right? He's buying his way into a campaign, into a major
race, yeah.
Into the race. And that Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and that wing of the Democrat Party, they can't stand people like Bloomberg. So I don't know in these debates, I don't know if he's going to make it or not on the stage. And if he does, what they're going to say and do to him, because those people think that Bloomberg is a billionaire and he needs to have all his money taken away from him.
Including the wealth tax that Kamala Harris, I believe.
So what's Bloomberg going to say to them?
He's going to say, I have a message that can win over Democrats. Moreover, he's going to say, I can beat Trump. He'll say that. Yeah. But it would be an interesting race because they have a lot more in common with the exception of policy positions. They're the same type of people. New York, billionaires.
Yeah. Well, Democrats are struggling, and I saw the other day the fundraising difference between the DNC and the RNC.
Yeah.
President Trump, the RNC and President and the Trump campaign have over like $150 million in cash in the bank. The DNC has like, I think they had $8 million in cash in the bank. And so I don't know where they're going to get their money from.
Well, can Bloomberg, can a candidate give as much money as he wants to?
I believe he can.
He limited it
to
all.
To his own campaign, he can. I don't know that Bloomberg, he can give it to the DNC.
Well, then that gives
He could finance the whole thing.
Yeah, Bloomberg has a huge advantage in that if he is elected the Democrat Party candidate, which I find it hard to believe because I just don't think the Bernie Sanders Elizabeth Warren wing is they're never going to vote for Bloomberg. I don't think.
No.
So and they're probably 50% of the party, right?
So they're the vocal part of the party.
Yeah, I don't know what
percentages.
So I don't know where he's going to get his support from. And you say he's entered the race and he's polling fifth right now?
Yes, he's up above. He's at 6%, and Kamala Harris is now. Where did I put? Put this over here. Bloomberg, he's at 6% in this first poll as a candidate, and Kamala Harris is at 2%. She was at 4.
She's gone.
Yeah,
I think.
I don't know why
she
didn't get out, huh? Kamala Harris. All right. Well, we got 1 minute.
All right. Hey, I don't know, Ray or Tim, did you guys ever punish your children by taking their phone or their access to the car or something away like that?
I'm sure I did.
Walker?
Sometime.
In the
Walker.
Car, maybe, yeah.
Did I? You know, it's a long time ago. It's
well, Walker's son is only
so
he's too
we've
young
got
to drive,
15-year-old Madeline who was being punished by her parents, and they gave her a choice. They said, Madeline, you can lose your phone for a month, or you can give it to your dad and give him access to all your social media for 2 weeks. She chose the latter, and now she's regretting it after her dad took a bunch of pictures of him in a crop top, for example, and the captions that felt cute might delete this later.
Is this the one that was doing the funny dance videos?
Yes.
And they went viral?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he is now more popular than his daughter with her friends.
Oh, that's great. That's beautiful.
She's shaking her head in embarrassment.
Yeah.
Okay, I love that.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Check out onenewsnow.com. And folks, we thank you for listening to AFR Walker.
Appreciate it.
Ray, thank you.
My pleasure.
And our thanks to Fred and Brent Creeley. Brent's our producer for today's issues. Hope you have a wonderful day. Keep listening to AFR, and we shall see you back tomorrow.